Coming to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas, and recorded live, Science News is on the air right now.
This is the promise of tomorrow, where people and industry keep up with the business of emerging and nanotechnologies. The fields covered in this series of programs will include energy, defense, aerospace, medicine, semiconductors, and more. For the next hour, Colonel Mason will introduce his experts, and you'll be on the cutting edge of the promise of tomorrow.
So good to have you back again as we explore the exciting world of the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, and open innovation. In this show, we're going to continue our practice of interviewing people who are featured speakers at the Green Technology Conference put on by the IEEE in Baton Rouge, the 14th and 15th of April. You want to find out more about that, go to our website. Over on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see the all the information you'll need. PromiseOfTomorrow.biz. In the first half hour, we're going to get a visit from Dr. Yen-Cheng Liu. He's with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, talking about wind power. And then in the second half hour, Bora Koryaka says, the heck with wind, use wave power. And of course, we're going to visit the Fountain of Useless Information. We'll have a visit to the Den of Strangers. And of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. At this time, in keeping with interviewing the people that are making these great presentations at the IEEE Green Technology Conference in Baton Rouge, I want to introduce you to Dr. Liu. He's assistant professor, Department of Mechanical Engineering at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and his specialty is in wind power, and I think he has some new things to tell us about. Welcome to the program, Dr. Liu.
Yes, thank you.
Now, I understand that your specialty is wind power, and you're especially interested in wind power in Louisiana, but is it strictly in Louisiana that the wind power is of your interest, or do you have interest in wind power all over the world?
Yes, the initiative, I start to look at the prosperity of the wind power all over the world, mm-hmm. But I found that in other places, in Europe and in China, the wind power is booming. The wind power and the technology are booming in those places, and also I moved my eyes to United States, and I found there are a number of states who has got a great progress in applying the new type of energy, which is wind power and wind energy. Unfortunately, in Louisiana, the application of wind power is totally blank. So that absorbed my interest. So that's why I focus my research interest on the prosperity of application of wind power and energy and the technology in Louisiana state.
Yes, it's true. I understand that many places wind power is quite active, like in Wisconsin and Texas and other places. But you tell me that it's bereft that in Louisiana. There is no wind power generation at all in Louisiana?
Yes, there is no. According to a figure, I'm going to present a figure in the presentation. There is the figure shows the distribution of the wind power capacity along the United States, and you can find it from there. The Louisiana is empty, so there's no single wind power capacity and factory in Louisiana state.
Well, a lot of people associated with the power grid in the delivery of energy says that wind is just plain unreliable. And maybe the dependence on the oil industry in Louisiana, which is very dependent on extracting and refining oil, maybe that is what kept wind power at bay. Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, I do have some concerns. I understand that Louisiana is a big state for oil and gas. But first of all, we need to take a look at the current status, because we are facing energy crisis as well as the environmental crisis. We want to find a renewable energy. For the oil and for the gas, the current storage is limited, which means we cannot use the coal, the gas, the oil forever. So we have to find their replacement as soon as possible so that we can promise our success in the new era. So that's one concern. Another thing is environmental is also a big concern. So because currently, you know, there is a trend in the global climate, the global climate is getting warmer, and most of the countries are fighting together to reduce the emission of carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. So if you continue to use the gas and petroleum as a major energy source, you just cannot prevent the prevent the emission of those gases, and it will continue to hurt our environment. So that's why, from the two aspects, I suggest we need to explore the new type of energy to replace the current ones. One is from the renewable energy aspect, another one is from the clean energy aspect. From both aspects, I find wind energy is an excellent replacement because it is renewable. We can get the wind energy, we just get the power from the natural wind, and also obviously it is clean. So that's my response to that kind of questions.
Well then, Dr. Li, you were saying that in China, now we know in Europe, in Sweden and other places in France and other places in Europe, the wind power is pretty prevalent, but you tell me that it's big in China too. Now, is it Chinese technology that's being used there, or are they using technology from Europe?
Yeah, I think people pretty understand that the wind power has been fully developed in Europe, but in China, there is the application of the wind power is a little bit later, but it grows very fast. Now, here, I have some figures. In 2007, Chinese government invested about $3.28 billion in generating the wind energy sector and generating the wind power plants. That is in 2007. And also, China is expected to have 30 gigawatts of installed wind power capacity by the end of 2010, and from the 2010 to 2020, China expects to have a nearly 10 gigawatts of wind power capacity each year from the 2010 to 2020. From those figures, you can see the Chinese government is pushing hardly the application of the wind power. So I think it opens a good example, and also it opens a very big market for U.S. companies. Now, in the 2009, the Chinese companies will produce as much as 83% of the domestically used wind power equipment, which means there is still 17% of the wind power equipment should come from the outside, from the foreign companies, which is a great opportunity for us U.S. companies. So that's the current status in China as for the application and prospering of the wind energy and wind technology.
So the opportunities for American companies in China, you say, would be to supply wind generating equipment. Is that what you're saying?
To generating the wind power the wind power equipment. For example, the wind turbines and the wind power plant, which is to generate electricity. So those infrastructures and facilities should bring the U.S. a very good opportunity.
Now, is the United States technology in wind generating superior to that in China?
Yes, because currently China is an open market. Okay, so it is open for every country, for all the foreign companies. Okay. Currently, China has a capacity of 30 gigawatts of installed wind power capacity, but within the next 10 years, China is looking for another 10 gigawatts, which means there is a growing need for the wind power equipment and facilities. So that brings us a very great opportunity.
We hear reports that China is building a coal-fired electric power plant one a day. Have you heard anything about that coming out of China?
But currently China has a plan to reduce the using of coal and to encourage the using of the clean energy and the renewable energy, such as wind energy, the bioenergy, and other type of energies.
All right. Well, let's get back to your stomping grounds there in Lafayette, Louisiana. What are your plans for wind power generation in Louisiana? Where would you begin?
I have already began my work. I did a search and wrote a paper regarding the prosperity of the wind power in Louisiana. In this report, our conclusion is very positive. We analyze the economic, environmental, and nature condition in this state, and we are pretty sure that there is a good prosperity of using wind energy in this state. So this the conclusion I will present in the conference. And the next step is we are going to do some detailed analysis, which is we are going to extract some detailed information, like climate information, the nature conditions in this state, and we are going to build up a computer model to see if we have a wind plant. For example, if we have a 50 megawatt size wind plant in Louisiana, how it will impact Louisiana economic, how it will benefit Louisiana's inhabitants, and how it will benefit our environment. So that's our next phase, which is do a computer simulation, simulate everything from an analytical model, and then if that simulation results still give us positive results, we are going to absorb some money to build up a prototype, a real wind power plant, and to run to see if it give us a still give us a good result. As long as it works, we will continue to think about some big scale research, which is may need to get some substantial help from the government and the local companies. Probably by that time, we can explore and use wind energy as a new type of energy in this state. So I think that's my plan. But currently, I just finished the preliminary analysis, and we are on the beginning of the second step, which is to generate a computer model to simulate to evaluate the prosperity and the advantages of using wind power, wind energy in this state.
All right, now where would you situate the wind farm? Would you put it in the Gulf of Mexico, or would you put it inland?
I prefer to try both, because I haven't moved to that step yet. But in my plan, I'm going to do it both, because the Gulf area, the offshore area, and the inland are the two types of area in this Louisiana state. So I want to try both and see in which place will be most fit for the installation of the wind power plant.
You don't think that maybe you might get some pushback from the environmentalists if it was in the ocean, that there's already so many oil rigs out there and so many other things going on, that wind would be one more thing to obstruct the environment for the fishermen and the tourists and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about that, but on the contrary, I'm glad to say that the environment friendly is one of the merits of wind power and wind energy. As you can see, compared to the other type of energy like natural gas, the petroleum, the coal, the wind energy will not cause much negative effect on the environment. Otherwise, it is a good way to protect our environment, because at least you don't need to worry about the spilling of oil like that problem.
Yeah. I understand that. Now, the next step, then, we were talking about you're gonna build a computer model, and then you want to build a prototype, and you're looking for financing, and you think that it might come from government, but you also think that maybe private financing would be the area. Is that right? Can we get into that a little bit?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I think both of the government and the industry companies will be interested, because compared to other type of energy, the wind energy is cheap. I have some figures. The cost for the wind energy is just about only about 3 cents per kilowatt hour. And if you consider all the construction, the investment, and the operation, the total cost of wind energy is just about 8 cents per kilowatt hour. And be careful. With the development of the technology, the cost of maintenance and construction will be further reduced. So which means in the next 5 years, we can even look forward to a cost lower than 8% per kilowatt hour if we use wind energy. So that's one thing. So on the social perspective, the wind power, the installation of the wind energy and wind power will help us to find, to create a new job opportunities. It is estimated that if we install a wind power plant, every megawatt of the wind power will bring 4.3 new job opportunities. So that is also a good opportunity. And in here, I have another, just got a news from the business.com. It says a Spanish wind company will build a 15 million facility, wind power facility in Milwaukee, and that project creates 275 jobs for Americans. So I think from both sides, the government and the local company should be interested in installing the wind power technology in this state.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those jobs, they're coming, you're stealing jobs in from the oil suppliers and the coal suppliers, aren't you? I mean, you're not really creating new jobs, it's just taking a job from one area and putting it in someplace else, isn't that right?
Not right, because yes, exactly, I admit that if we create wind power plant, we are going to steal some jobs from the oil company, the gas company, but besides that jobs, we also create new jobs. Now, for example, I have some figures in the in Europe. By the end of 2010, by installing the wind power plant, there's more than 30,000 new jobs have been created. This is according to a statistics the Germany company, Germany government, and also the for the 4.3 jobs I cited before, the 4.3 jobs are new jobs. They are not current jobs. So I think I'm very optimistic about the job market of the wind energy. I think the installation of the wind technology does help the government to create new jobs.
I want to get back a little bit to the cost of the power. You were talking about eight cents a kilowatt hour, which sounds to me to be a little high. Right at the moment, power is retailing for between 9 and 12 cents a kilowatt hour, depending upon what power supplier you go with, at least where I'm located, which is in Dallas, Texas. So 8 cents a kilowatt hour, are you talking that as a retail price or certainly not a wholesale price, right?
I think, unfortunately, that is not a wholesale price. The current cost is 8 cents per kilowatt hour. But as I said, that price will be further reduced because of the advancements in the technology and management. Because the pure cost of the wind power is only 3 cents per kilowatt hour. So there are 5 cents kilowatt hours come from the management, investment, construction. Those parts can be reduced.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, fine. Yes, 3 cents a kilowatt hour wholesale sounds far more likely. I understand it in Dallas, the wholesale price for electricity is 5.5 cents a kilowatt hour, is what I'm told. So that's I had to drill down on that. Pardon me for that, but I had to do that.
Yeah. So that's one part. I know that the current, if you only look at the cost, the wind power and the wind energy is not that competitive, but if you comprehensively consider the economic and the environmental aspects, I think the wind power is deserved to be invested because it will help us to protect our current environment.
All right, Dr. Liu, what do you hope to accomplish then with your presentation at the Green Technology Conference in the middle of April in Baton Rouge? What do you want to come out of there with, and what sort of a message do you want to leave?
The very first conclusion, very first message I want to deliver is I want to confirm the audience that there is a great opportunity and the prosperity of applying wind power and wind energy in Louisiana State. And also the wind energy is a very promising energy type that we may want to take a look at this new century. So this is the very conclusion and the very message I want to share with the audiences in the conference.
There are some people that are saying that we should do away with transmission lines and there should be wind power at each individual home, and or each individual business location in conjunction with solar and thermo and many other things. Do you see wind power being an individual homeowner's option being attractive anytime soon?
At this time, I didn't see that, but I think there must be a possibility of providing wind power to, of owning the wind power for by the each individual house. But currently, I haven't moved to that step. But all I can tell you is, it is estimated by USA Today, that is by adding 39% more wind power to the American market, the stimulus bill produced additional wind power to supply the equivalent of 2.4 million homes with clean energy. So I think overall, the wind energy has a big impact on our Americans, but later on with the development of the technology, I'm very optimistic that each individual house will be able to own a facilities to generate the energy from the wind power.
All right, that's very optimistic look, Dr. Liu. Now, the another question I have to ask you, we know that at peak times, the wind doesn't blow when there's a peak demand for electricity. So wind being so unreliable and also being located in places where people don't live, these wind farms are located in places where, so there has to be these long transmission lines. Do you think that maybe the batteries or a way of storing electricity is going to have to come along better than it is right now before wind is really going to be taken seriously?
Yes, I really considered that question. Actually, I have heard a lot of questions and criticisms about the wind power regarding its unreliability. Now, in here, because as you understand, I'm still on the beginning phase of the second step, so mm-hmm. I haven't done a very detailed analysis, but I can tell you, I did some comparisons. First of all, if you compare Louisiana and Texas is a state which has the most wind power facilities in this country. Mm-hmm. But if you compare the Louisiana, Texas, you can see we are just next to each other, and I believe both states share similar climate and similar nature conditions. So that convinced me that if Texas can explore the wind power and wind energy, Louisiana can surely do the same way. That's one thing. And secondly, if you look at the location of Louisiana in this state, you can see that Louisiana is located on the southern of America, and it is facing the Mexico Gulf. This location is very similar to a province in China. I got another figure I want to present in the conference, which is the distribution of the wind farms in China. You can see from that figure, you can see on the exactly the same location, there are a number of wind farms in China. So from this figure, I'm pretty sure, I'm convincing myself that there is a possibility for us to installing the wind farm and wind power facilities in Louisiana State, and we can overcome its reliability. Now, here's another news I heard from BBC. So there is a project, a major offshore wind turbine manufacturing plant will be built in Hull City. The Hull City is also another offshore city, which is very similar to Lafayette, Louisiana. And this project will bring up to 10,000 jobs in the city. So based on the current examples and based on the current news, I think it is deserved for us to look at the possibility of using wind power and wind energy in Louisiana State. And I'm pretty sure that its disadvantage of unreliability can be well taken care of by technology and by other ways.
Well, Dr. Liu, you certainly are enthused about the subject of wind, and I really admire that. But, you know, your comparison to Louisiana is right next to Texas. I have to smile because Louisiana has a whole lot more trees than Texas has, and that's a big difference. Right now, we got to take a break at the half hour, and we're right back, so don't go away. Okay, as we walk to the break at the half hour, we're going to pause at the door of the Den of Strangers, where we keep locked away all of the wisdom of mankind. Who in the Den of Strangers will we meet today?
Albert Einstein. That which is impregnable to us really exists. Behind the secrets of nature remains something subtle, intangible and inexplicable. Veneration for this force beyond anything we can comprehend is my religion.